Good morning. It's a Monday morning. Joining us, Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications, Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies, former Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Busy week in Albany. Let's start in the state Senate, which is they passed that bill which would allow the state to give the state returns of President Trump if Congressional Committee asks for them. They asked the Assembly to take it up, and apparently they're going to discuss it.
Yeah, the Assembly hasn't committed to doing it yet. The governor said he would sign it if it passes. The Senate passed it last week, and now it's going to be up to the Democrats in the Assembly. They're going to discuss it behind closed doors. The bill is broad enough that they're hoping to avoid, well, they won't avoid a legal challenge, but they're hoping it'll pass constitutional muster because it doesn't just take aim at Trump, even though that's who it's designed for, but it would allow any three congressional committees that are investigating to seek the state tax returns of any New York citizen or corporation. Obviously, in this case, it's designed that Trump's taxes would be made available, something he is not allowed to happen. So it's going to be an interesting discussion. And as part of it, I'm sure the Democrats are being accused in the Assembly, are facing potential primaries. They're being accused of not being progressive enough, which is funny because they've always been the most progressive chamber over the last few decades. But they're facing potential primaries. And you got to wonder if they decide not to take up this bill, if that would hurt them further among those on the left.
Very interesting. Well, let's go to this. The tenants are coming. The tenants are coming to Albany tomorrow. They're going to rally on rent control. It's not just New York City anymore.
No, the rent laws are expiring. There's no doubt they're going to extend them and expand them. The question is, how are they going to expand them? One proposal would have the rent regulation laws expanded to upstate New York. Even some upstate Democrats are not comfortable with that idea. So there's going to be a lot of discussion on that. It's probably the biggest issue the legislature faces before the session ends in mid-June. And so tenant activists, tenant lobbyists are coming up to make their cases heard tomorrow.
Another big issue that was seemed to be on the fast track for a long time and now looks even more tenuous is recreational marijuana. The governor made some statements that made it seem like it's not looking good.
Right. They just haven't been able to agree. They agree on one thing, that they'd like to legalize it, but going back to the budget, they haven't agreed how to do it, and that hasn't become any easier in the weeks since the budget passed. The governor says that he doesn't believe the votes are there and that people want him to twist arms, but he just can't do it because, you know, this is a governor we've never seen twist arms on anything, huh? But in this case, he says it would be difficult. But that said, look, you know, some of the pressure was taken off New York when New Jersey, which was widely expected to pass a recreational marijuana bill, did not. And you've got to remember, no state that has legalized marijuana has done it through the legislative process. It's been done by referendum. So in this case, New York would be a first, and it's not looking good. It could be this year.
Very, very busy with the news here. Let's go to the issue of the speed cameras that was signed on Mother's Day by the governor, and this is for New York City.
Yeah, the governor signed a bill that was passed a few weeks ago that would greatly, extend and greatly expand the speed camera program in New York City around schools. The idea is to reduce speeding in school zones to protect students. In this case, it triples the program almost. And, you know, some people think it's a cash grab by the city and the state, but it's going to happen. And don't forget, the program had expired last year, and the Republicans, in a political move in the Senate, did not renew it. The governor did it through an executive order and with help with the city. So now the law is expanded and extended, and greatly there'll be a lot more cameras to catch speeders.
Finally, this morning, the tabloids are agog over the MTA scandal. Explain.
Yeah, there's been an overtime scandal at the MTA, the cash-strapped MTA. We know that services, you know, have been a huge issue, the declining services by the MTA. And then it showed that people were making massive amounts of overtime. And the governor has talked about, you know, fraud and criminality. The MTA chair, who was appointed by the governor, actually sent briefly police in to monitor, you know, work and you know, what the workers were doing. And that has really sparked anger by the union that has gone after the governor. What's interesting is now since the election, two unions that have been very close to the governor, in this case, the Transit Workers Union, which is the TWU, and prior during the Amazon fight, the Retail Wholesalers Workers Union, who backed Cuomo, was the first to back Cuomo, have really now been battling with the governor, fighting with the governor. So he went from really taking two of his allies to now making them big critics.
Ken Lovett joining us on a Monday from Metropolitan Public Strategies, the Senior Vice President Communications and Albany Director. We'll catch up with you on Friday.
Sounds good. Be well.